Beis Tammuz, Monday the 26th of June, Rabbi Yisroel Applebaum, the Brocha on Water.
Good morning to everybody. Big pleasure to be here again. I think I spoke last year around this time, maybe a little bit later. And like I always say, it's a tremendous ach. The whole Indian, Yechu Michael El Choyer, the Gemara says, the person goes from the base Knesset, the base Medrash right away. The power is tremendous. Yechu Michael El Choyer, Elikim B'tzioin. Zoychel Mekabel Shkrei Ashchina, that's the Lashon. And Yer Elikim B'tzioin is the Mashmas Mash, but the Pshat, you go from Madrega to Madrega, B'zoychel, Be'ezda Hashem Yisborach, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Be'ezda Hashem, the stomach of the Pshat is Kibitzion, Teitzei Soiro. So the name of the person, she'ifas to grow and to get bigger and bigger, B'zicha, to be in Eretz Yisrael, the Mokoin of Shechina, Be'ezda Hashem. I want to start with something in the parasha, then we're going over to Halacha, Mitzvah Hashem. We know, I was mechavin to the sign, the theme of this week's V'dibatim al Asela, and many, many mefarshim have said a different pshatim in this yisoid of the aveir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, asked Moshe Rabbeinu to speak v'dibaltim el asela, to talk to the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to a rock. Rashi tells the whole scenario. The rock moved over, it was a different rock, and Sofei Shaldavi, he ends up hitting the rock, and because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu is not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Many different mefarshim or Masbir, this Aveira. Lemaisa, I found a tremendous verge in the Nitziv. And I want to speak out the Nitziv, and also I want to add them to his pshat, with a pshat that I thought of also. The Nitziv, the Helik Nitziv, says a murder pshat over here. It was very interesting. What's the kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'dibartem al asel, speak to the rock? I mean, the rock is an adamant object. When you speak to v'dibartem al asel, what's that lush of v'dibartem al asel? So the Nitziv brings a meridika, the Nitziv brings a yalkut shmoini. The Nitziv brings a yalkut, a medrash. He says, v'dibartem al asel, the kavana is not to talk to the rock. V'dibartem al asel, he brings from a medrash, a chazal, it means to say a dvar halacha. The Dibayatim al Asel, talk and learning by the Rav. The Nitziv Mahalich, to be Masbir, what is the Mahalich? So Nitziv says very, very beautiful. He says that Be'etzem, Klal Yisrael is on the verge of going into Eretz Yisrael, and they are going to now be on different rules. In Eretz Yisrael, as we know, rain is only Nimtar HaShemayim. We have to come on to the Ribbono Shel Olam and Davka, not like they were in Mitzrayim, the Nile came up and watered the land. And since they have different rules, the way that rain comes is also different. So the Nitziv says that they were in a matzav of drought now. They didn't have water. There was no water to survive on. So the Nitziv says that in Eretz Yisrael we're going to learn, as the Gemara says, Masechta Tainis of a Mahalich, when there's a matzav of no rain, atzi, what we call atzira as kishamim, the rain is being held back. The Gemara says in Tainis Zayin many reasons why the water is held back. But when the water is different aveiros, but when the water is held back, there's a tzura, as a Mahalich of how, a derech of how to bring the rain. We know Eretz Yisrael, we have a special tefillah that we make, but in the Tzedin of the Gemara, there was a ganze ma'alach of fast. The Gemara says in Titus that the Adam Shel Tzura would get up, a man of a Tzura, a Talmud Chacham, would get up and say divrei kibushin. He would say strong words, words of Torah. Mele the Tziv says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch was trying to tell Moshe to do. Teach them the mahalach of how to bring rain when they're going into Eretz Yisrael. V'dibayatim el asela, talk words of Torah, you'll be the king of Talmud Chacham that talks words of Torah. Klai Yisrael will now gather around the rock, and now Klai Yisrael will down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this will be the Tzura. Memeila, Moshe Rabbeinu's failure to teach this lesson was a major mistake. according to the Netziv, because this way they wouldn't learn the lesson of how to bring the water when they go into Eretz Yisrael. I wanted to add maybe a different little stage, another mahalach. And if the Dibatim and Lassam, maybe the pshat is that the point is like the Netziv is bringing for the Yalkut, that the Surah, the Dibatim and Lassam, speak and learning. Torah has a tremendous koyach. And what is that? We know the Torah tells the Parash B'chul Koysa. In B'chul Koysa, Teilechu, Mitzvasai Tishmoiru. The Poysa says, V'nasati Gishmeichem B'ito. The Gemara says in Tainis that if there's no rain, it's because Bitul Torah. The Koyach of Torah to bring forth rain, B'chul Koysa, Teilechu, this is the lesson I want to Taina. Because Eretz Yisrael is totally in the Metzias of Torah. And when there's Torah being learnt, but the Torah is being learnt, so then that causes the koyach of Geshem, of Parnasa, v'nasati gishmecha v'ito. Al pizeh, what sort of gavalda gavart? All the prophets of Parnasa come to Eretz Yisrael. What sort of gavalda gavart? The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel that Yonasan ben Eziel was metayagim the Torah, the Neviim, the Ksuvim. Torah was tagim unkelus. The Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael shook. Arba meis paris al arba meis paris. The whole earth was a ridas adoma. There was an earthquake. What is the pshat? So the Tosfos Rid says that when he was metargeting the Torah, the Tosfos, what was the problem? What was the avlos? The Tosfos Rid says over there, Megillah Daf Gimel, that the reason is that since they had the targum, they had the translation already, they wouldn't learn, they wouldn't exert themselves to learn it better. You have the translation already. Okay, move on. But where you have to figure it out yourself, you have to work, plow through it, there's a certain extra amelis batoyim. But mele, what's so beautiful pshat? This is the pshat that Eretz Yisrael shook, because the pasuk says, B'chol koysei teilech, v'nasati gishmecha b'itam. All the brachas come to Eretz Yisrael because amelis batoyim. Mele, if the b'chassar, with the tais rin, it's a chassar in amelis. Mele, that brings about the earthquake of Eretz Yisrael. Mele, the ganze brach of Parnassah, which is the semel of rain, is totally in Torah. So Mele, very, very apropos with the Baratim and Lassel, talking learning with Aaron, by the Sela, talking learning. Shol Klaisa, that we're going to Israel, the governing rules is that if they're learning Torah, they're going to go into the land, they're going to work the land, they're going to be Parnassah, but they have to realize that the schus to which they'll be successful. So the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the reason why they were near Gagola is because they didn't keep the Shemitahs. What's the Pshat? He says because they should have been, the Pshat didn't keep the Shemitahs, the Torah they should have been learning during those Tkufas. The Koyach HaTorah, which gives the schus of Parnassah to Eretz Yisrael and protects Eretz Yisrael. And the Mela, even though they'd be tilling the land, they have to realize that the Koyach HaTorah is what's going to bring Parnassah. And this was the lesson Moshe Rabbeinu should be teaching, according to what I'm saying, is the Dabat Malasela, and that was lost when he hit the rock. But I wanted to talk today, the topic which we mentioned, a very, very interesting topic, which is Nogea Halacha L'Maisa, and a lot of people, we don't know even myself, when I was learning the Sugya, came across many, many different Kiddushim in this area, which is Nogea Halacha L'Maisa. We know that the Halacha is, but Nogea, Hilchas Pirchas Nenin, everybody knows the sugya, the beginning of the sixth parakeet of Avorachim, Lamed Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara learns out, we want to know where do we have to make a bracha from. The Gemara brings Pesukim, finally the Gemara ends off the sugya from Misvara. Also, Lehenoy Yismeon Amazeb Eloy Bracha. That a person is not allowed to Nenna from Oyel Amazeb Bracha. The Gemara is a Svara. Rashi seems to say that the Svara is because us Lehenoy Yismeon, you have to be given dinner, you have to be made to HaKadosh Baruch. There's a haidah that's neschayiv because of this asla hanos. Other rishonim learn up in the sugya that seems to be that the gather is it's a din of iser gzeila. As the mitzvah says, and a din of tilas reshus that a person has to be given in the reshus, and the Gemara makes din yoinis. Later on to the iser gzeila, the iser meila. It's so much so that the Marshon Pesachim Kuf Beis has a whole shaila that a person doesn't make a bracha, that we know the klal is, a person is a suffix, suffix brachas l'hakol, the Marshon clash, but what about the issa of Zayah, the issa that's involved? That's not so partial. It's a different sugya, I want to get into it, but you see how chomer it is not to be nanav b'olam hazeh b'lay bracha, shav issa me'ila, issa gzeila. So all dinim, all things that we nanav from, derech achila, we have to make a bracha. Different sort of brachas for each maichal. The Gemara ends, goes through different Mishnahs, the sixth parak, describing brachas for each thing. things that grow on the trees, things that grow on the adama. The Gemara comes out, adama she'en gidulim in hakarka. The Gemara has a mishnah daf mem. That you don't make a shahak only of his bone. Something that's not doesn't grow on a tree, eggs, meat. Then there's a new, another mishnah at the end of the parag mem dalet. The Gemara, the mishnah tells the new halacha. Hashoisem mayim litzomoy. That if a person drinks water for thirst, mevorech shahakol niyabidvar. So the first observation that we can make is why do we need a special mishnah which is not together with the other halachas? The bringing here shahakol was already covered in daf mem, the mishnah mem and beis. And mem dalel and aleph, the mirmarik of the new thing hashoisem mayim litzomoy. But even more fascinating, the halakha Rabbi Tarfin's machadish that the bracha that a person makes on mayim is boirei nefashos rabbis v'chasroim. Most Rishonim hold that he's arguing on the first bracha. We know we make a boirei nefashos after we eat shahakol de gezachin. But the Rav Tarfin paskins and the Kaf HaChaim says la'alocha that a person made a boirei nefashos by mistake at the beginning, he doesn't make a new bracha. So paskins the Kaf HaChaim that a person by mistake he made a bracha on water at the beginning. Bayan, if he got all mixed up, he made a bracha on the fasho. He says the Kaf HaChaim, Hashem, the Birkei Yoshi, Yotzi, they call his bracha Rishoina, U bracha Achroina. You don't make any more bracha. So paskins the Kaf HaChaim. The Tarvitz Machai Shechidish, Bayan, the fasho is Rabbis from the Soina, the Pelot of Gazach. What's the Pshat? So you saw that Dvarim is, we have to say that the din of Mayim is a new din in Hilchus Birkei Nen. That Hagam that we learned till now, a sugya that a person let us be all of us ever like bracha, this besfashinin of brachas for each maichol, all those macholim have a maila that the goyrein pashas a machloikis in the sugya, but we know, kuf yud gimel and chulin, that you saw the machos asuras, that you saw called hanoas meyav and hanoas goroin. Pashas derech achila, person puts it in his mouth, he has hanoas goroin. His palate has hana, has benefit, and there's hana's mayav, nutritional benefit. Those are the two things that bring out a bracha of birchas hanen. Mayim, however, is a different sort of zach. It's not, it doesn't really give hana to the cheikh, and it doesn't also give the necessary nutritional benefit. It's just water, plain water. And therefore, Mayim is a chiddush atzum, it's a new gather altogether. That's l'chora fizeh, it's very meduyik, where you need a separate mishnah to teach it. And Rav Tarfin himself comes along, Mechash needs a new bracha, its own bracha, burying the fashos. What's the pshat? Because Mayim is a different hano and gansin. It quenches the thirst, which is a whole different gather altogether. It's not nutritional necessarily, it doesn't give anything to the palate. It's given only to quench thirst. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us a new halacha of Mayim, according to Rav Tarif and the Chiddush of Bar Nefashos.
Does that differ? Does that
mean
thirsty or not thirsty?
Oh, very good. So the Gemara, beautiful, beautiful. Wow. The Gemara and Mem Dal Amid Beis, is Medayik on the Mishnah. Hashoyse mayim litzomoy. The Mishnah makes a very one deed litzomoy. You have to be thirsty. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush? Brings the be'alocha from the ra'ah, what's the kasha? So the be'alocha brings from the ra'ah that the kasha of the Gemara is that the kavana, why else does the person drink water? That's the only person, the person doesn't drink water, stop. That's why would the person else drink water? Why does the Mishnah have to emphasize? The person drinks water only because he's thirsty, don't drink water, stop. So the Gemara la'afuke heichet dechanate umse. Says the Gemara, there's another case, the person would drink water. A bone comes, has to show him large in his throat. And he has this water. He has to get it down. As we showed him speak out, only not that case, the person has the food or anything stuck. Not only in the throat, maybe he feels it in the chest area, something stuck, and he has to get it down. The purpose of the water is to push down the food. In that case, there is no bracha, no bracha whatsoever. La'afuke heicha dechanak ke'umse. Oz l'losh ha'gemora. Mimela, zok to be halacha. That we, as the be halacha learned pshat, that it's not lav davke chanak ke'umse. If the pshat is, we're just finding a heicha tips of why a person would drink it. But, says the be halacha, a person drinks water for any reason, not litzamoy, a violet also wouldn't be a bracha. It's not dafka chanak to umzah. Let's just we'll find a hecha timsel if either or. How we can have a mitzvah as a person is drinking water, not for tzama, b'meila, and he's bedak the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't bring the case. The Rambam, Perchas, Brochel, Sproch, doesn't bring the case of chanak to umzah. He just says, zok the Rambam, where a person drinks water. Zok the Rambam, hashoy samayim, shaloy the rabbi somewhat, not to, to saturate his thirst, says the Rambam, you don't make a brach. The mail of the Rambam is clarified for us, it's not a dafka nakta umse. Any Torah person drinks water when he's not thirsty, there is no shahako. And this brings us into a very, very, very shver sugya, which many people know again. The first shayla, and the Bir Allah already talks about, let's talk before the shayla that more pronounced today. The Bir Allah already says the fizah, the fizah were coming out, the fizah mahalach, pashtus of the ra'ah and how the way of the Gemara, it's lav dafka. So the fizah im shor samayim rakadei letzav the biggest amot. There's a suya person we know the halacha is the Gemara earlier says the person wants to make a tzir of zimun. The halacha is you only need two people who ate bread. One person can yerek. Let's say a guy's sitting there and he wants to tzav. There's a mogad of run the whole. You can drink water. But says the Bir Allah, that's only if you're thirsty. The guy's not thirsty. He came in, he had a whole meal, came in to shmooz with his friends, comes in the middle of the suda, I'm not really hungry. I said, have a cup of water, nice water. So he said, okay. Zok the Bir Allah, you don't make a shahako, and you won't be mitzvah after the Zimunum either. Once here, will be nafka. Says the Bir Allah, vaita. Oh, sheyesh lo sofik bibrocha. There you come, you have a sofik, you make a shahako, I'm not sure. Okay, I'll take a cup of water. You're thirsty. The word's not giving you any benefit in your palate. Zok de bihalocha brocha levatolo. Zok de rao, sheyesh lo sofik brocha, mechuyim brocha achroin, which is, oh, he's a brocha achroin, you want to drink, I'm not sure I've had enough for brocha achroin, I want to drink a vias shnayim, there's a brocha achroin. In the day of March, ain't lo shum hanom yamayim, ain't chayv alem levorech. And the mail is not the guy with the tziruf, the mail of the boy said, it's very, 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 very shver. This halocha, benogea, Kama halach, that's not what we're going to speak about right now. First, we'll start with a very common child. Until I wrote the sugya, I was baffled that I didn't. A very common child, we're coming up in Mitzvah Hashem, we shouldn't have it, we should call it in Eretz Yisrael, we spoke, but in Kisuz coming up, Shavuos v'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av. Very common seer. This is the seer I was in Spall, I thought after it was a Pella. A very common seer, a person eats his suda, the suda mafsek is a suda. He eats. Finish a beautiful meal, he eats watermelon, they tell the doctor to say watermelon, he gets some Kedem grape juice, they say, he fills up, he's really in his heart. He finished the Suda, there's 10 minutes before the Shkia, but in his back of his mind, everybody says, you have to drink. He drank 50 cups already, but you know, psychologically, they tell you, you gotta drink. He has 10 minutes before the Shkia, top up. Quick, he runs to the new water machine, presses the water, zoom. That's thirsty. You drank 10 cups of water in the meal, like grape juice, watermelon, grapefruit, whatever you had, you filled the zak from the research in the nozlin. Bracha levatola. Could be a bracha levatola. I for years I made the bracha, you run over, you made the bracha levatola. You're not thirsty. Water has a condition, you have to be thirsty. Another case, doctor today, very common, diets. 17 cups of water you have to drink, whatever the statistics they tell you, 22 cups of water a day, the guy's drinking all day, tens of cups, he's not thirsty, doctor's orders, you're not thirsty at all, but he has to drink certain liquids during the day, or he has a condition where he has to drink it for a refuah. Says Rosh Hashanah, no bracha, if you're not thirsty, you can't make a bracha, no bracha, it's a pella, we feel very uncommon, a person, that's obvious, that's mamash chanak to umtzeh. If a person's taking a pill, and Sevishal Dover, he's only doing to take the pill, he's not thirsty at all, no bracha on the shahako. That some people know, but sometimes people don't. They go over it automatic, you know, you make the shahako. That wouldn't be a bracha. Yeah, it's mamash chanakko, that's just to get it down. It's mamash tzir of the Gemara. But the Maisa, this is a very, very common shahako. Now the Maisa, I just want to add to one case for the Maisa, which is not so much as what I said before, the case where a guy's drinking by times, but that's very common. Everybody makes the bracha. The Maisa, when I was learning the sugya, I saw that this is not so partial to etzem. Even though the Chor of the Fidus Svara and Kach Noyegate, Rabbi Yashim, many Yachroinim, that taught you wouldn't make a bracha if you're only drinking in order to have enough liquid for the tainus. However, there could be an argument, and so holds, brings the Das Torah, and the Marsham brings the Deir Lagway, that since Lamaisa, at the end of the day, why are you drinking the water? You're drinking that, right now, you're not thirsty. But since it's to help add a thirst, to relieve a thirst that you might have later, it could be argued that's in the cloud of the summer. Many Achroinim Taka argue that way. And he brings over here the Dirshu from Rav Shevet HaLevi, that his das is noit, shashoy sam nashlo yitzom ha'achach tzorach levorech. Ki yev shu lefaneinu, v'chein hori ha'avoz l'maisa, shashoy sam levnei tzoy levorech b'chol ha'oif ha'isum shakei noig na oilam. He says that noig na oilam. You say, there's a big machloik is this. Many Achroinim say not that way. What you should do, l'maisa, yes, your local law for that rabbi. But the Maisa Sof is so dumb. This is a machloik is achron beforehand. Already that story, the Muchacha, I think already. Man, this is a machloik. The previous that there could be argued that the purpose is. But again, this would only be in that case on a tainus, so we could be matzdik those people who daki did all the years. They have what to be serving on. Well, you should do the Maisa. Maybe you should make a shahak on something else, on juice, and then get around the shayla. But Sof is so dover. The Gabi, a person doing for a diet. That's klar a diet. Or because the doctor said he has to take certain types of noisily, he has some liquids in his body, all those things would for sure not be, would not be a brocha.
He's only drinking the juice because he's got
a sophic brocha. Oh, very good. So he has a good kasha. So here we have toisvis. Memheya mid aleph. Very good shayla. So toisvis memheya mid aleph. Fred Rav Wiesenfeld that lechayra he's only drinking the juice, but toisvis is a big yisoid. Hagam that we say the gabi water. That ochanak to umsa, that the person is in a matzah, that the bone is large in his throat, he has to get the water down to get it down, he doesn't make a bracha because there's no benefit to the body. Zok, the tois v'stol, that's only by mayim. By shar mashkim, where there is a benefit, be'etzen, a person enjoys the taste, be'etzen, mechadish toisus hagam, he's only doing it, ochanak to umsa, because he wants to get the bone, he's not really thirsty for the orange juice, but since orange juice has a taste, and there's a benefit in the palate, that the mice over there, you've got to make a bracha. Mela, the orange juice that you're drinking now, even though you're full of mice, since you're being nanner for the orange juice, the mice should make a bracha.
Why would you be different from
achilat gasa
if a person eats a
layer and
keeps
the rest? That's not considered. Oh, so if it's achilat gasa, that's also true. Achilat gasa is a mafurish not loch, you don't make a bracha. A person usually, you know, he has a nor from you. Achilat gasa is a very high madrega. And a person is holding it. A person is holding by achilat gasa and a chadavin. But to drink a little orange juice. That's svara afterwards. So, achilat gasa is totally if you're full. You're not full. You're just not in the mood to drink some water now. But achilat gasa means it's a metzias in the stomach that he can't take anything into the stomach. Now, it's moist. It's not moist. He just doesn't want to drink anymore because he's not thirsty. But the maisa, he knows later on he could use the liquids. Later on at 6 in the afternoon on Tisha B'Av, those liquids will come in handy. So mela, in that case, we're good. Okay.
If you drink some of the diet drinks, yeah, they have on the list there, you know, everything is zero. Right? They have no nutritional value whatsoever.
Very good child. But there's also a very good child, excellent. A person can talk about that. So if a person has no, I don't enjoy Diet Coke too much. If you don't enjoy that in the mouth, since it has no tzitzumah, there'll be no brach on it. In fact, the Goyim says, the Vilna Goyim Imre Noyim on this study, he says, I'm already considered, there's no gear very much, I just do it even now. Another tzir is very no gear and other things. A person comes to his shtibel, to his shul, early in the morning, or after that, whatever he's doing, and he needs a gishtanga kafe. Kavi al Hashem, before the morning, you gotta get a good kavi. Tzvei kavi, the kavi al Hashem, tzvei mozrat. So he has two kavi. Coffee, right. But anyway, he wants a coffee. Mitzkitza, he goes to the thing. The gishamish, I forgot to buy milk. Okay, at least I'll have some. Okay, a black coffee. I have to get up. I'm exhausted. Okay, black. I don't enjoy it. Okay, but a little sugar goes to the catapult. No sugar either. A straight back. But he needs the way his mom's exhausted. He went to bed 2 in the morning at work, whatever. He was up learning the Tzoy Sachoish and couldn't fall asleep. And the nice Tzoy Vishodava, he comes. Black coffee. He doesn't like it at all. He's drinking only for one purpose, to keep him up. No brach. No brach, Rabbi Yisai. It could be even if he put sugar in. But he needs it only with milk. The poskim have a whole shayla in halacha. If a person allowed to drink before chakras, coffee. So they bring down the maaseh, you drink coffee without sugar, and those who need sugar, if you need it, and today, since everybody drinks with milk, they can't drink without milk. So to feed that shayla, if a person never drinks coffee without milk, and the only way he can taste, even if he has sugar, he doesn't enjoy the taste, no bracha, rabbis. You drink it to keep up, no bracha. Do not, it's a bracha. Don't say, I'll make a bracha, it's a bracha about Torah. If you have a piece of sugar, maybe something, you can make it all something else, but no bracha. The going to mefurish, tea without...
How do you know he doesn't enjoy it?
I don't enjoy black coffee. I mean, you have to know. If you enjoy black coffee...
Whiskey, just make me go to sleep. Probably not like whiskey.
I want to get to that. Before I put it, I just want to say for the Behilchus Brachas. I don't enjoy beer. I'm sorry. But I don't enjoy beer. I don't like the taste of beer. Or whiskey. A guy's drinking whiskey. Or let's say he drank a lot of whiskey already. He's not in the mood for whiskey. But he doesn't enjoy whiskey. Guy comes in, make a lechayim. He doesn't enjoy beer. No bracha. Bracha levatol. He doesn't enjoy it.
He will enjoy it.
It's an acquired taste, as they say.
The third sip,
he's really going to enjoy, that for sure. But the enjoyment of the fact that he gets a little high, that is not the enjoyment that Chazal called. That's an enjoyment. But Allah, you have to have the benefit in. Yes.
That's what I said.
If you enjoy the taste of it, so then you make a bracha because you haven't enjoyed the taste. But I'm saying a person doesn't enjoy Diet Coke. That's all they have at the simba, Diet Coke. He wants to drink something because if he's thirsty again. The Mishnah Berurah does make. He adds a very important insight. Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that Lamaisa, if a person has some hana, meaning he's not that thirsty, but there is a little bit of a hana with it, a vada, as he said like this, near the lavdaf l'tzom ha'ashab, he says, it's, you don't have to be mamish thirsty, mamish parched. The lavdaf l'tzom mamish, el b'stoma, kol she'achech nenameh ha'mayim, b'stoma hu tzom iksaz. If you have a little hana, how do you know that? The tzorach l'brocha. Now, the ma'isa, it could be, the police can talk about another shayla today. There's types of water that people, it has a good thing. Mineral water. Mineral water, people say they enjoy the taste of the mineral water. So there are police that say, Taka, if you enjoy the taste of the mineral water, it would be enough. You could make a bracha on it, even if you're not thirsty. Because there is a certain, the ones that have a little bit of a peach taste, that's for sure, that's time. But even the mineral water, people say that they enjoy the taste, that it has a natural taste to it, a special taste, that would also be good. But a very interesting shayla, which my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, dined on, soda water. Soda water. What is the get of soda water? Soda water, the etzim is just gassed up water.
It's nice.
The mail up. So on one hand, people enjoy the again, what are we enjoying? We have to die, what are we enjoying?
Fizz.
You enjoy the fizz going down, that's that feeling. But the maisa, is that called Hanas Gorot? Is that going down? So there's a big machlokes. My Rebbe of Scheinberg held that may soda water has a din like mayim. And if you're not thirsty, you don't make a broad soda water. However, and this is Carlella, it's an other argue that like your svara, that since you enjoy a little bit of the gas going down, that could maybe be swarm beer also. Some people enjoy the fizz, they don't enjoy the taste of the beer, but they enjoy the fizz going down their throat. Maybe that could be argued also if you hold them, that's from Mesoda. So Ashayla Mesoda, I can tell you what the bottom, my Rebbe held, the Mesoda has a din of water, and therefore you're not thirsty, no bracha Mesoda. A very interesting Shayla though, Rabbi Sai. A very interesting Shayla, he brings here in the Dirshul, very interesting Shayla. A guy wakes up in the morning, he's not thirsty. Or he drank in his house, he had a nice cup of water, he woke up in the morning, he had a couple of cups of water, and feels right for him, he's not thirsty. He comes to shul, the taka, again the shamish, we gotta get a new shamish. The shamish forgot to put on the heat. He goes to the thing, Baruch Hashem, this today he doesn't have the shayla from coffee, the black coffee today, but a different shayla. He's cold, and he needs someone just to warm up. He's only drinking to warm himself up. So the shayla is that time. No, we're talking about the chayla. That's not nutritional. I know this. That. So I would argue the chayla double posh that you shouldn't make a bracha. The chayla, you write this hano again. We're not arguing that there are certain other hano. The question is when chazal will convey a bracha. This is very, very important. We know there are things that people have hano. We didn't make a bracha on it. The gemara says neither nundalit that on reyach we don't make a bracha achreina. Why not? No bracha on the machri shoyn on reya. Why not bracha achron? It's not the more needed and valid. That the story is because it's a no mu'etes. It's a very small hano. So we see how Chazal gave Gedorim of what hano is a machai bracha and what not. Not every hano. It has to be hano, gashmak hano. Memela, the mail over here, I would say, this is not nutritional hano, and it's not that you don't have another palate. However, he brings over here, very interesting. Das abuchachis is sofik in Tzorach Levorach. He says, he brings over here, v'shem z'kama achrayim, he brings ach b'shash v'hu l'sadik, sheyesh levorach, v'chein hor av gam nisim t'karelets, v'bishe shoysim mayim chamim. He did even hot water, not even tea. K'dei l'chach hachim atzmo, he should make a bracha. However, Rav Steinman, he should have shleim, he should be well, paskish lo yivorach. You're not really, I'll chor the svara, again, who am I? The chor over here, the hanoh is a different hanoh, it's a different hanoh. The mail of that case, Memela wouldn't be a very, very, one more important shaila by side. And maybe I should ask for a couple more. But a person speaking and his mouth becomes parched. He's only drinking it because he has to, you know, clear his throat. Clearing his throat for sure, that would be chanak to umsa. But he's drinking because there's a little parched in his mouth. He's getting tongue tied. There's a lot of dryness in the mouth. So the ma'is of Misha Margish Yoivish prepare, but Ma'az Manhar to us, he's giving a long drasha, maybe too long. And if it's show success, Ma'an Lahatavis Apiv, Hoira, going to show Yashiv, Shelo Yivorech, no bracha. He's not drinking the show, that's also. The ma'is of there, I saw the machloik in that. That's what I want. Just one more thing before I enter, boys. I just want to say over a story I just heard. A beautiful story is going around Eretz Yisrael about the koach of brachos. We see we have to be careful in brachos, boys. It's not so posh. Not everything needs a bracha. I show you some ma'am l'tzamoy. We see a gevaldik gezach that it's not such a posh as sugar. There's many instances where you're not going to make a bracha on water. And by the sofik, and a person get around. I just want to say one quick story, and we're going to end the story going around Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable story. In Argentina, there was a family that had learned Hilchos Brachos a little bit, and they started to mechazik in brachos. So they started to make brachos out loud, and like a person should be, and the kids answered, Amen, and a gevaldik gezach. In Argentina, all the time, there's problems with bandits and robbers that come around. This woman was at home with her children. They have this on videotape about this story, what happened. She was at home with her children, and the children also know someone's at the door. Boom! Two bandits break in, masked, pointing a gun straight at the woman, empty it all out. Give me the jewelry, give me the money, everything you got, and he's pointing the gun at her. She's trembling, the kids are screaming, don't know what to do. She, the last time, has been saying, make buzz out. For some reason, she said, she went over, there was a glass of water there, hopefully she was thirsty, and she went ahead, she took the glass of water, and she made a baruch, ato, shahakol ni abidvaroi, and the kids over, ome! The bandits, have this on video, Rabbi Sari. The bandits turned around, walked straight out, and left. So the person giving the shear and saw the video, he said, Rabbi the Gazah. It says, the chol mokoi, asher askir ashmi, ovo elecho ve'achticha. When you mention my name, be covered, HaKadosh Baruch was there. These guys can't. The Bereshon comes down, these guys ran out for their lives, Rabbi Sari. Mechazik and Baruch, the Bereshon should be with us, Mashiach, they can't live. Amen.